Well, hey there, guys. Listen, the Elsa that you see here is the Elsa you get today. Nearly no makeup because I'm getting microneedling done today on my face, and your face has to be clean. What is microneedling? Sure, I'll tell you. Has nothing to do with the show today, but I'm going to tell you anyhow. It is when they draw your blood and they put that, well, they turn it into plasma and they put it all over your face. And then they take this microneedling pen, which is really, it's shaped like a pen and it has like a whole bunch of little needles in it. And it stabs your face repeatedly, your entire face, and puts that plasma back in your skin. And it forces your skin to basically rejuvenate itself and produce more collagen and yada, yada, and all that stuff. Sounds horrific. Works great. So there you go. So anyhow, so this is what the appearance is. Also, as some of you know from my TikTok, I just recently got bangs. Thank you, Wednesday Adams. I will be doing this kind of thing a lot, and I apologize. We're going to get through it together, though. Okay, so anyhow, so here's the thing. I had one of my random, not so random thoughts, but I was thinking about show topics, things I want to talk about for the show. And one of the things I've been thinking about, which I do periodically because it's such a huge topic in our world, I was thinking about liberals, more specifically. What makes a liberal? Like, what's the deal with liberals, right? So I figured, and I know it's been done. I know other people have talked about this. I mean, it's a huge topic, isn't it? But I'm talking about it today. So hang out with me while I discuss this. Here we go. Okay, so as we are wont to do when prepping for a show, we do research. And no surprise, went down the rabbit hole and ended up in all different directions here. But, you know, I wanted to find out what makes a liberal a liberal. And I kind of already knew the answers to this already, but I wanted like some research, some data, some facts and stuff. So I'm going to share with you some of the things that I found as I went down this rabbit hole. So I condensed it. Don't worry, because this was like a 3-hour thing of just researching and reading articles and stuff. So, but I condensed it, small bites here. So on this search, guess who I found? My friend and yours, Dennis Prager. Okay, he's not actually my friend. You know that he's not actually my friend, but if you would like to be friends, I would like that. So Dennis, if you watch or listen to the show, which I know he doesn't because he's really busy with his own stuff. You know, just saying, I like your work. Anyhow. So I found an article from him discussing the attributes of liberals. Okay. And he kind of narrowed it down to two causes, like two things that make up a liberal. And the two things, according to Dennis Prager, are naivety and narcissism. And as soon as I read that, I was like, well, yeah, that feels very accurate. So he explains, of course, according to Dennis Prager, they have a naive belief that people are basically good. Therefore, they rarely blame people for the evil they do. They blame economics. They blame parents. They blame capitalism. They blame racism or basically anything not the self, not the person. And that we know that's true. We know that's true. Liberals do not believe in personal accountability. Everything is everyone else's fault. 100%. So right on board with this. Now, as far as narcissism, which obviously is it's a unhealthy preoccupation with oneself and one's feelings. And so he says, and I agree with him, he says that we live in the age of narcissism, and that's so true. That could not be more true today. I'm not sure when he wrote this article, to be honest with you. I lost the, I don't have it on me right now. I just have kind of like my notes from it. Sorry. But whenever he wrote this, still true right now, maybe more so than ever. So, you know, in a nutshell, he's saying that everything that they do is directed by feelings. And this is like what they're taught to do, essentially. Now, like I said, this took me down a rabbit hole, guys. And I wanted to, that got me curious, you know, what the percentages are, like how many more or less liberals than conservatives are there, or for that matter, Democrats versus Republicans, because there are some lines here, you know, between and different like categories, but we'll get into that. So anyhow, so this was actually pretty interesting. Did I bother to say where I got the info from? No, I don't think I did. Sorry, guys. But anyhow, so I was curious about the number of liberals versus conservatives, or Republicans versus Democrats. So I looked it up, and here it is. It's right here, right in front of me. It's right there. Forbes. I went on Forbes.com, and there's an article that was written in October of this year called "Are Republicans More Conservative Than Democrats Are Liberal?" Are Republicans more conservative than Democrats are liberal? Got it. Okay, good. So I wrote that. This was from July of 2022. The number of self-described Democrats describe themselves as moderate or conservative, opposite the 58% who consider themselves liberal. So the gap is even bigger in the Republican Party, where 77% identified as conservatives, where only 23% of them said that they have more moderate or liberals, according to the or liberal views, according to the survey. So this makes Republicans a lot more conservative than Democrats are liberal. Really? That surprised me. Well, I expected more. I'm not surprised about the Republican Party, but I'm surprised about the Democrat part. I definitely would have thought at this point more Democrats identify themselves as being liberal rather than moderate. That caught me off guard a little bit. So anyhow, another article says, going by political party affiliation, there are more Democrats than there are Republicans registered to vote in the United States. If you go by generic party support, the country is fairly evenly divided, with slight swings going one way or the other. It says that conservatives... There are significantly more conservatives and strong conservatives than there are liberals. What? If you go geographically, we're going to get into that in a minute. If you go geographically, people in larger cities tend to be moderately to heavy left of center, while people in suburban environments range from moderately left to center to conservative, and people in less populated environments tend to be strongly conservative. None of these things are really a surprise, right? This part is all pretty much as expected. So is there generally more Republicans? This is the question I was also asking. Are there generally more Republicans / conservatives than Democratic liberals? And how and why do they seem to control so much of the narrative? Like those are all my questions that I was curious about getting answers to. The banks are making me crazy right now. I kind of paused in my research and you know, really kind of just digested everything that I was reading and you know, made my own conclusions here. And the answer that I kept seeking was, you know, really already apparent to me. I was just looking to see if there was a different answer. And the answer really is indoctrination, pure and simple indoctrination between the public schools, the movies, the television, the, you know, why is that? Because this small percentage really controls the narrative. They control the media, the mainstream media. They control the social media. You know, they control the what movies get made, what books go out. You know, all of these things, a very small percentage of people have the power. And, you know, so of course, this made me start thinking even more about this, this power disbursement or lack thereof, really. And I came up with this ranking system, I guess we can call it, of the hierarchy of liberals. Are you ready? I'm going to share it. All right. So right from the top, you have your liberal elites. Okay. They are basically the puppet masters. And the thing about them is that they are not actually liberals. They're really not. They just want you to think that they are. And to give you an example, think of your politicians and your celebrities and your sports figures. These are the ones that are you know, using their platforms to tell you that, you know, you should lower your carbon footprint, you know, because of climate change, and we should have open borders, and guns are bad, and nobody should have guns, and get your vaccine. And now let's think about this. These are the same people being our moral compass that are protected by armed security when they travel all over the world on their yachts and their jets. They are the same people who have massive walls and gates surrounding their huge mansions. I'm feeling like these are not the people who should be telling us how to live. Just a thought, just a random thought. But yeah, but anyhow, those are your liberal elites, okay? The people who dictate what everybody else should be doing while they are doing the exact opposite. And, you know, they live by that rule of do as I say, not as I do. Why? Because they're elite. They don't have to follow the rules. The rules aren't meant for them, peasant. Come on. So crazy. With your crazy thoughts. Oh, so anyhow, so next you have your liberal pre-elites, I like to call them, the pre-elites. So pre-elites, okay, go with me on this. They are like the lower echelon here. They know what's going on. They know what the deal is. They see what the elites are doing, and they want in. They want to be part of that. They know, they understand the hypocrisy of it all. They get it. They just want in. They suck. You know, if you think of it like your new or lower level Democrats, celebrities, sports figures, you know, all of them who just want to be in the cool club with the cool kids. Then next, moving on, we have your mid-level liberals. Now, these guys, okay, they believe the hype, but you're going to have a conversation with them. They're not crazy, or they're not. They tuck their crazy away. How about that? You're going to have a conversation with them. You can reason with them to a degree. They're still going to believe what they believe, but they're too busy. They don't have time. They're kind of like, in this way, they're like a moderate conservative who, listen, I know, I get it. I hear it, I see it, but I don't have time. I got to take care of the kids. I got to go to work. I got to just live my life. I can't be ultra focused on that. But if you press me, these are my views. You know, that's your like mid-level. Your mid-level liberal is just going to vote down the party line and get back to life and just try not to be bothered by anybody, pretty much. Next in line, you have your low-level liberal. Now, these are the ones who know next to nothing about any of the details, any of the stuff that's going on, the bigger picture. They don't care because they are benefiting from the system. It's not really benefiting, but they think they're benefiting. So they're going to go along with it. They're going to vote Democrat down the line. Doesn't matter that their neighborhoods are being destroyed and trashed, and you know, none of that matters. They're getting their free stuff. They don't care. That's your low-level liberal. But we're going to move on to the last and least of your liberals. And those are your lost liberals. They are the absolute, complete worst, in my opinion. This is just my opinion. These guys and gals grow up drinking the Kool-Aid. They were indoctrinated, maybe from birth, maybe they have, you know, very liberal parents, but more often it's the school system the media that we talked about, the social media. These kids are raised on social media and, you know, sound bites and all of that stuff. They drank that Kool-Aid and asked for more, please. These lost liberals, they only know slanted history. And even that is in like soundbite form. Like they don't have a deep understanding. They just got the sound bites. That's all they need. Your lost liberals, they are self-entitled, spoiled brats who believe that the only thing that should matter is their feelings and how things affect them. And as we know, the reason they are the way that they are is because they were bred to be that way. They were designed to be the minions. These are the ones that were basically groomed by your elite and your pre-elite liberals to be minions, to do their bidding, to be the sound box of the cause, which, by the way, we all know the cause is just disruption and chaos. And now I'm really going to piss people off because I'm going to give you a description of your typical lost liberal. They are typically whiny, overweight, multicolored hair, lost souls who suffer or believe they suffer from a myriad of mental health issues. I'm going to say more offensive things. Guess what? You know what the real problem is? They need to get the fuck off their phones, off social media, off the damn couch or mommy's basement or wherever the hell they're congregating, and go outside, get some fresh air, see the world a little bit. It's not going to happen. But these kids are, they live, and they're not just kids. They're like young adults and adults now. They're not just kids anymore. But they live in the echo chamber, and they cannot hear anything other than their own like-minded voices. They are filled with anger, hate, apathy. They are a toxic stew of humanity, and they are really hard to deal with, to say the least. So anyhow, so as you can see, this is a huge, dangerous, lethal vat of ick dealing with liberals. Liberalism is really a disease and an illness. I'm sorry it is. I don't think that it always was. I could be wrong. I'll have to go down the rabbit hole again and research, you know, when liberalism became such a hostile, negative thing. Has it always been and we were blind to it? I don't know. I actually don't know. I'm serious. I am going to go down the rabbit hole. I will be researching this after. Because now here we go with more questions than answers. When did liberalism, because, you know, at the core, what seems to be the core, and even Dennis Prager said this in his article, it's a belief system of, you know, that people should be kind, we should be free, we should, you know, all of these really like nice hippie-ish sounding things. I, in fact, speaking of hippies, you know, I've always kind of labeled myself as like a conservative hippie, you know, without the drugs. No, thank you. I'll pass on that. But in that, I do kind of have a bit of a live and let live mentality and, you know, peace, love, and happiness. Can't we all just get along, coexist, blah, blah, blah. You know, but it's balanced out by my practical realist side that says, well, yes, that would be lovely. That would be so delightful if the world was like that, but it's not. So this is the world we live in. So we have to deal with what we actually live in. And, you know, while we can imagine and work towards the nice things that we want, you know, but I would fail at liberalism because I believe in self-accountability. So, and as we discussed earlier, or I discussed, I don't know why I'm acting like this is a back and forth we're having here. I'm just lecturing you, just talking at you. Yeah. You know, accountability is not really their thing. It's everything is everyone else's fault. And I've never been that person to think that. I honestly, 100%, I have done the self-reflecting on this. And I know that I have never expected. Now, I was a pain in the ass. I wasn't a bad kid, but I did get into trouble a lot. I was grounded more often than not. I had detentions in high school. I had detentions light up for the entire school year. Almost every, all 4 years of high school, I was in detention after school. Only one suspension, smoking in the girls' room. Yep. caught by a substitute teacher. Yeah. Once a sent in school suspension, by the way, I wasn't kicked out of school. But I was your, you know, moderately bad kid, so to speak. And I never blamed anyone. Every time I get sent to the principal, because obviously we're like long past that. But every time that I got sent to the principal's office and was, you know, asked, well, what happened? What is your side of the story? My answer was always the same. I did this. I did it. It's my fault. Yep. I'll take the consequence. I was totally cool with that. I honestly did not want to get in trouble. I didn't want to get caught, at least, you know, not consciously, maybe subconsciously. I was like, you know, crying out for attention. I don't know who cares. There's a difference right there. There's yet another difference. A liberal will dwell on all the root causes that made them behave the way that they did and blame everybody else. Mommy was not nice to me, right? I don't know, whatever they whine about, or daddy, usually it's daddy wasn't nice to me or something, right? I don't know. But that's the significant, or, you know, a significant difference right there, right? That you, if you're a conservative, you tend to think that you are responsible for your own actions, that you affect your own immediate surroundings with and by your actions. And, you know, accountability. That's the way. No blame. Everything I did by choice. The consequences were my own. I was good with all of that. Even as a kid getting in trouble as much as I did, I didn't blame anybody else. I acknowledged. There's a difference between blaming and acknowledging. I definitely acknowledged some basic facts. I probably was in some weird, like, reverse competition with my older brother, who was like the jock, the great at, you know, school, grades were awesome, and just so generally likable. He was a senior when I was a freshman. I definitely did get compared to him. Like, I'll give the example that the first week of school, all of my teachers, freshmen, you were like, oh, you're Rick's little sister. Oh my God. Hi. We're so happy to have you here. He's so great. And by the end of the week, they were saying, oh my God, you're Rick's little sister. How is that possible? So yeah. I mean, that was the thing. So sure. Was I rebelling against stuff? All of that is probably highly accurate. But again, the difference between me as a conservative and somebody in the same exact situation as a liberal is outlook, attitude, and perception. And my perception of that was, these are choices that I made. And all of those other things, you know, those were certainly facts and occurrences, but that's it. Once you know it, like, here's my rule in life. And I've shared this many times. I've shared it with my kids, shared it with anybody who will listen to me get on my soapbox. That once you are self-aware, once you are aware of the problem, you no longer have the right to bitch about it. Fix it. If you know what the problem is, if you know what's wrong, now is when you act. You take some type of action, whatever the action might be, but you have to take some kind of action. You don't get to say, well, I use the daddy mommy thing as the example, you know, daddy wasn't affectionate, so that's why I'm blah, blah, blah. No, dumbass. If daddy wasn't affectionate, then you should make a point of not repeating those patterns. End of story, period. That's it. As you can see, I'd make a great therapist, wouldn't I? Oh, you should go check out my TikTok, because I have a bunch of videos of me being not a therapist, or basically, you know, it's basically videos of how I would handle situations as a therapist and why I'm probably not one. Liberalism, conservatism sounds right. I think that's right. If you made me choose, somebody's making me choose. I've already chosen. It's a conservative all day long. And, you know, the misconceptions of being a conservative, misconceptions by liberals, and that would be by the those low level liberals and the lost liberals, is that this is their perception, is that if you are conservative, you are automatically racist, bigoted, What are the other things they call us? Well, there's a whole bunch of ists and isms that they call us. But that, you know, the assumptions are we are anti-gay, we are anti whatever, all things that they are for, they think we are against. And, you know, that's not always necessarily true. That is sometimes true of some people, but not all, not every. I would be as gay as you want. I'm cool with that. As long as you're legal consenting adults, do whatever you want to your body. As long as you're a legal consenting adult, don't care. Do what you got to do. I'm not going to judge you harshly. I'm not going to be unkind to you. I don't care what your color skin is. I will treat you the way that you treat me. Actually, that's not actually true. I'll treat you the way you treat me thing. That's not actually true, because if somebody is an absolute asshole to me, if they're like really rude, I don't know if it always depends on the situation, the circumstances, the, you know, totality of circumstances determines how I'll respond and react, because I am a big fan of a book called The Four Agreements. And there are some incredibly valuable lessons in there. They're very, very simple. It's a short read, highly recommend it. It seems so simple, but practicing these four agreements is not always very easy. But, you know, part of that whole thing is how you respond to others and how you deal with other people's stuff and things directed at you. And you realize that, you know, not to take anything personally. So I've really worked very hard to incorporate that into my mindset, to not take anything that other people say or do personally, even when it seems personal. And boy, is that a game changer? Let me tell you, huge game changer, particularly for anyone, of course, but I want to say directly, if you are going into podcasting, if you're going into anything where you're putting yourself out there, social media, TikTok, making videos, all those kinds of things. If you're going to do that, I recommend you read that book about 10 times over. I try and read it like once a year. Incidentally, I got that idea from Tom Brady. I believe that is the book that he reads once a year. Go look that up. True story that I'm aware of. So it's a great reminder to not take anything that people say personally. Why? Obvious reasons are because when people are mean and nasty and unkind and cruel, it is because they are unhappy, dissatisfied, hurt, blah, blah, blah. Hurt people, hurt other people. Happy people don't. Content people don't. You will never see a happy, self-fulfilled person commenting negatively on anyone's stuff. They're the people that are hyping you up. They are 100% the people that are like, you go get them. You're doing great. I'll give you a hand up, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So when you see things from that perspective, you tend to react less to negativity. It kind of just makes you chuckle like, oh, you poor thing. And boy, that pisses him off more than anything. So just a little FYI, just an aside, kind of lost my place here, where I was going with this. I don't know. Anyhow, I don't know. In summary, conservatives, yay. Liberals, run, run, Forrest, run. Can you rehabilitate a liberal? There's another question. Yes, I have seen them. I've seen them on the TikTok. I've seen a lot of them on the TikTok. People who once identified themselves as being ultra liberal, you know, with the receipts to prove it, who have now seen the other side of things and have kind of leveled off, and they are much happier. That's another thing. That's another huge thing. You'll find that in several different articles and things like that, where it's discussed that particular difference between conservatives and liberals as a whole. That was in one of the articles. I guess I just didn't mention it in there earlier when I was reading. But if you want a really basic, simple reason to choose being a conservative over a liberal, the percentages of conservatives who term or deem themselves as being generally happy is significantly higher than liberals who deem themselves significantly less happy in life. So there you go. There you have it. If you want to be happy, be a conservative. You want to be miserable, be a liberal. How many people am I going to piss off with this one? Oof. ask me if I care. Nah. All right, guys, that's it for today. Be well, take care, be good, all of that good stuff. See you in the next episode. Bye. Hey, family, if you're looking for the perfect gift for the reader in your life, why not check out one of my books? They're all available on Amazon and most major online book retailers, as well as elsacurt.com.